You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The quarterback of the football Giants is Eli Manning, back for another season. Eli, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you?
All right, Eli, what's your take after a day to digest week number one?
You know, just it was a tough one. You know, I thought we played tough. I thought we hung in there and found a way to, stay close and had a chance to win at the end. And unfortunately, just didn't make the plays. Overall, just not quite good enough. Just, too many negative plays. Too many third and longs. Just kind of behind the sticks a little bit, and just made it tough on ourselves. But there's definitely some good things, some nice plays, and some opportunities. And that's just kind of when you have some new players and a new coach and new things going on. Each week you're gonna learn a ton. You're gonna learn a lot and make corrections and kind of start fine tuning a lot of things. And we'll definitely get better.
Let me start big picture, then narrow it down. Big picture, the offense itself and obviously the key guys, and focusing so much of the play calling to get the ball to the key guys, the game breakers. What did you think of the offense as far as play calling and design?
Yeah, man, I thought the play calling was good. I thought the design of some of our plays were really good. And we just obviously penalties hurt us, and it's just right off the get go for two of our first four drives, we're back at first and 20, and it's just you every once in a while you're overcome those, but to live in that world just makes it harder on yourself. So we don't need to do that. We don't need to make it harder than it has to be. So again, I thought we had a lot of opportunities for some shots down the field, for some big plays, and just a little short, just didn't quite, hit some. And some we got some interferences. We hit some big ones. We hit some nice ones. But, too many times we're stuck in third and 16s and third and 17s, and it's just hard to convert those.
Barkley made the big play. He did carry the ball 17 other times. What would you say about his performance from your vantage point?
I thought he ran hard, and he's same scenario, kind of talking about he's going to get better each and every week, and he's still figuring out this NFL game. And I thought obviously he had the long run, which was impressive, and hope to see some more of those. But he's also just learning how to run each and every play, and sometimes you just got to go and get 3 yards, and that's all there is. And so it's just different. It's a different speed. It's a different. The hits are bigger. The guys are faster. Everyone's fast. And so I think he'll learn just about making those one cuts and kind of getting what you can get on certain things. But obviously he has some big play potential, which we knew about.
And obviously, you targeted Beckham a lot yesterday, 15 times, got the ball to him 11. Couple of keys, Eli. Coming out of the half, could you have turned to the ref and said my headset? Because they were saying on the game that they thought your headset malfunctioned. Could you have saved that timeout by telling them that something was wrong with your helmet?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I don't think that will reset the clock or reset anything in that scenario. So yeah, I just. My headset just fried. It went dead, and I couldn't hear anything. So I got to do a better job just getting a play called, get something going. I didn't have the first play, I had to burn a timeout right there, which you never want to do. And But you know, we got a new helmet after that, and worked fine.
The big plays that you had to Beckham, where clearly he was open, but you didn't connect on one. Looked like it was that you didn't get the play block before the half. Was that the case? I mean, was that more on you or more on the offensive line, that one?
You know, it was just a scenario. They were coming out with an all-out blitz, so they were going to have one more than we could block. You're just kind of hoping just to get someone's going to kind of have to block too, where you can just get a half a second, and kind of retreat and throw it up to in the corner and let him kind of run under it. And so that was kind of the plan of what we were doing, and almost had it just the way it worked out. It was going to be tough. So I tried to kind of throw it up for a spot for him, but also, I had to throw it just a little bit earlier than I wanted to see his, try to, I didn't really get to see his angle. I didn't want to underthrow it or put it in a spot where, we don't get points right there. But, and so I just had to throw it so quick. So, that's kind of one of those things we talk about where, those are the fine tuning of things that this offense, that we'll do and get better next time. So we know exactly, how that should be blocked and talk about it, make those corrections. And so, we'll be better for it, next time. So it wasn't, it was close. I mean, we're kind of, we made the right check. We made the right scheme for it. We just got to execute a little bit better, and everybody's from the throw, from the protection, for everything to give ourselves a chance to make a big play right there.
There's going to always be throws that you want back. If there's one throw in the game where you'd like to have it back, which one would be the one you'd want from yesterday?
I'd say the last one, just the fourth down, chance to win it right there. Just get it out there a little, get it out there more. So, wanted to throw it a little bit earlier, right out of the break. I had to slide up and just wanted to make sure to give him a chance. And I just got to put a little bit, get another couple feet out there and he can possibly run underneath that. So, that's the one, that you want back because there's a chance to convert that fourth down and give us an opportunity to win the game.
We're talking with Eli Manning, as we do each and every week, off the Giants' tough loss to the Jaguars yesterday in what was a tight game that the Giants obviously could have won, and also showed some big player ability, which we expected with Beckham healthy and with Barkley there. How about you and Beckham on the same page yesterday about you and what you saw as far as getting him the ball in so many different places and making sure he's a big part of the offense?
Yeah, he's going to be a big part of the offense, and he's explosive. So I thought we did a good job just, getting the ball in different scenarios, a couple short passes, some things down the field, had him on a corner route, had him on some crossing routes, had him on some shallow routes, some curl routes. So kind of, ran a lot of different concepts, moved them around, put them in different spots, and I thought he was running well and played fast and did a good job.
I thought he looked good yesterday. I thought he did a nice job and looked like his old explosive self, which was good to see. How about the rest of the offense, though? How do you feel about everybody behind Beckham and Barkley right now?
I feel good. I think Sterling Shepard did some good things. Evan's going to make plays for us, and we got to get him going. So I think, we got to get everybody involved. That's when offenses are, I think, at their best, when everybody's contributing, everybody's making big plays, and getting catches and getting going. So I think everybody competed and did some good things, but also, it's going to be the case every game. There's going to be plays you wish you could execute a little bit better, or mistakes that you made that you make corrections. And so I think we all have those things, and I think everybody's committed to fixing those and doing it better. And as a whole offense, there's a few plays in a game that you can all individually do better that can make a difference.
First of all, it's a good defense. We know they got really good players throughout the entire lineup, and Campbell's a tough guy for anybody to block. Those plays that opened the game, it just seemed to get the offense off on such a rough footing, to have those penalties and have you backed up right out of the box. That's got to be a tough way to start a game, is when you come out and you're going backwards into the end zone.
Yeah, no doubt. It's not, you know, it's better. You know, you could always, it could have been worse. It could always be worse, but it was a tough start. You know, first play, got a little quick completion, then get 5 yards, and get a personal foul, and you go back 15 yards. So, and then to have. To have a big play down the field on a scramble, and then all of a sudden get called for a holding, and now you're back on your, 1 yard line on a third and 20. I thought we did a good job kind of getting out of there. And had a little a little naked called, and we were able to get out of pocket and get 14, 15 yards and kind of give our punting team a little room, but. Definitely not the way we wanted to start it. I think obviously guys are doing the right things, they're going the right ways. Just obviously execution has to be a little better, and can't afford to have the penalties.
Are you going to have to? I mean, this offensive line. And I know you're not going to throw your offensive line under the bus. You're not going to throw anybody under the bus. We know that. But this maybe the offense is going to have to do some things to help out the offensive line a little bit. Maybe have to play, a little, not only play quicker to negate the pass rush. Maybe just even have to shorten things up a little bit to negate the pass rush.
Well, I think obviously, hey, winning against one of the best front four, I think, in the NFL, and they do. That's kind of what they. Are known for is getting pressure on the quarterback. So I thought the offensive line competed, and I think if anything, that offensive line group, that can take take a few weeks just for everybody to get their rhythm. And obviously, you should have it in from practices, but it's just different. Game speed is different, and it's not one guy. That's five guys all working together, and just. Just like sometimes it can take time with the quarterback and receivers getting that game speed timing. But we've had, with Odell, we've had 4 years. And Sterling Shepard, we've had 3 years. We've had years to work on things, understand that, kind of that rhythm and reading body language and working together. With this group, it's, really five new guys all working together and, making calls and doing things. And so it just, I think, each week they're going to grow and get better and get more comfortable with each other and know exactly what's going on. So I'm excited about the way they competed and fought and their toughness. And, there's, a bunch of, number of plays where I had tons of time to step up and get the ball down the field and get it to the open guys.
There's clearly a big play quality to this thing with Beckham, with Barkley, obviously, with Ingram. There's big play quality to this. Do you sense that? Do you sense that this coach is going to be aggressive in that regard as far as downfield, as far as taking advantage of what the big play quality of this offense is?
Well, I think, yes, there's definitely those opportunities. And so, and that's just part of playing quarterback. Each, no matter what play you call, there's, not necessarily everyone, but and a lot of them, there is a deep ball. There is a, something to take a shot down the field. Now it just depends on the defense, on the timing of things, on the coverages that you're getting when you get the opportunity to make those throws. And so sometimes, hey, it's just about getting completions and throwing it underneath. And we have, the good thing is we have, I believe athletes that can catch short passes and make big plays out of them. And so, we got to work on, just being consistent about not going backwards. And so, there's going to be opportunities to make big plays, but that doesn't mean you have to throw it 40 yards down the field to make a big play. We can make big plays just by being fundamentally sound and getting a good down and distance and running the ball and having play action and getting single high. And so, our guys can get man to man all you have to do is make one guy miss and get open and on time, and you can make big plays that way.
No question. We look at this, I know, differently than you do as players, and as a team, you're always focused on just the next opponent, nothing else. We look at this very tough early schedule and say, boy, we're worried that Giants are going to get, you get buried early in this league, and then this season gets so tough and everything. That's why I think there was such a premium put on this, more than this game than usual, because everyone's looking at this schedule in front of you, the next 2 weeks on the road, four in the next 6 weeks, three prime time games, all big opponents, and saying this is a rough schedule to get through. Where are they going to find their wins? So I think that's why there was more of a sense of urgency from the fans and the media yesterday than there would normally be after week one. Do you guys sense any of that? Do you sense any of that?
No, I mean, I think there's obviously an urgency to get where you're, you know, playing good football and winning games, you know, each week. There's got to be, but it's not. You know, I don't think you look at it, and you know, we don't look at the schedule and say, hey, here's a win or this is gonna be a tough right. one. It's each week. They're all tough. You play long enough in the NFL, you know that hey, nothing is guaranteed. There are no automatic wins. There's talent all over the place, and you got to have a great week of preparation and play great football on each week. And so you know, sometimes hey, it only takes you know one play can make a difference in a win and a loss. So you know, I think obviously we would love to start off the season with the win and feel good about things, but you know. I think this has got to you know just push us to hey make these corrections and everybody to push you know to have a better you know practice smarter and play better next week.
But right into a primetime game on Sunday night against the Cowboys. So you've been there plenty of times, and it seems like that game is always a Sunday night game and early in the season. And here you are again, a very familiar place for you, but in Dallas loses in week one. So again, teams get, you know, a little crazy when they haven't, you know, they're always searching for that first win. You know, coaches think they're never going to win that first game. You know how people are. So here you are week two. Prime time, week three at Houston. So there's a lot of, you know, big, tough obstacles right ahead. First thing, it starts with a prime time game in Dallas, a very familiar spot for you coming up this week.
Yeah, definitely. And so this is, obviously, it's a big one. And in the division, on the road, Sunday night. Both teams, didn't win week one. So it's obviously a big game. And, you know, I'm excited for this week of preparation. Get back going and get the game plan and continue. You know, see how coach wants to attack these guys and go out there and go do it.
You know, when you get ready for week one, and you know, I always say this: week one in the NFL, people pay so much attention to because they've been waiting for it for so long. And when it happens and it doesn't go well, everyone gets crazy. When the preparation or things don't go as planned, do you feel that more because week one gets so much attention, or not really?
Well, I think obviously, hey, you have a lot of time, kind of a lot building up to week one, and there's a whole preseason. You're kind of games, and it's all kind of getting ready for that first week. And so, you know, I think we got to come together as a team, and this offense has just got to each week we're going to improve, we're going to get better just from being around each other and playing with each other and communicating and getting on the same page. So I thought, from that standpoint, everything was good last week. The communication, and there weren't, a ton of mistakes in the sense of guys going the right way or wrong way. And so I think that's a good sign. I think there were signs of some really good football. Now we just got to put it all together and don't, you know, obviously we can't just, you know, we can't have our heads down and get worried or get concerned, you know, because you lose one game. But we also, can't be just content with the way the way that we play. We got to know that we do have to improve and get better.
Do you look at yesterday against a very good defense as, you know what, like you can look at a game and say, boy, we got whipped, or you can look at a game and say, man, we left a lot of big opportunities out there that we could have connected on. Do you see yesterday as a game like that versus a game where do you look at that yesterday like there was a lot of opportunities that could have been connected? Because it seemed to me there were a lot of big plays that you were just an inch away from.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a bunch of opportunities, and it's just everybody executing a little bit better, and that's why this game's not between one or two guys. It's all 11 guys. It's every receiver doing the right thing, getting in the right spot to open up other things, and guys making individual plays, and offensive line all blocking the right guys. So you know, everybody's got to do their job and do it well to have a successful play. So we had a number of plays we were close, you know, down the field where, you know, we have either had a penalty bringing it back or didn't quite get the completion or just outreached or, you know, hit some nice things. They had some penalties, you know, where they you know, could have had touchdown, but they, you know, they hold us or get a penalty, you know, and prevent the touchdown. So I thought there, you know, there was opportunities, definitely some opportunities for us to make plays that we got to connect on.
All right, thanks. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week, Eli. Thank
you. All right, Mike. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
My pleasure. Thank you. Eli Manning, as he gets ready for the Cowboys Sunday night.